You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly. Weekdays, 10 to 4 p.m. Tune in to what's hot in the professionals' world with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Beatrice Ann Calise. Am I saying that last name right?
Beatrice Anna Calise, yes.
Calise, there we go, okay. Now, Beatrice, why don't we start this segment off by you just kind of giving me a little brief description of your business and what services you guys provide.
John, I'm a spiritual minister, and my service is to service people to heal. I do healing and to help them change the software of their mind so that they can achieve what they want to achieve in life. I also communicate with the spirit world, and I channel so I can redirect their questions and assist them in becoming the best they can become and answering their questions of a personal nature. I work with a lot of people in counseling, dealing with money, relationships, and health.
Now, could you just take us kind of inside your process? If I'm a new client looking to get a reading done or something like that, what does the whole process look like from start to finish?
You come in and you sit down and across from me, a nice comfortable chair, and our first discussion is, what do you expect? What do you want out of this session? So I know how to direct my services.
Right.
If they're interested in a healing or they have an emotional problem or something to overcome of an emotional nature or a directive with a challenge with a job or money or a relationship, I tune in to my teachers and guides and I use a modality called theta healing.
And what is that exactly?
Theta healing was gathered together and taught by Vianna Sivlin. And it's a method of healing, a modality, whereas we connect with spirit, with the creator of all there is, and with their higher self. And we effectively do two things. One is a physical healing, and the second is changing beliefs. Beliefs are held in many areas of the body, and often they become solidified.
Right.
And they cause problems. We also remove or help the person overcome the seven tenets of theta healing. Resentment, because resentment can cause you a lot of discomfort and problems and hold you back. Being able to be deserving of whatever you want. To be safe with having what you want to achieve. To be worthy of having what you want, especially with work and today what's going on in the work world, to be worthy and deserving of the position that you want, because race, mind, the television, the newspaper will undermine your goals, will tell you that there are no jobs out there. So we work on your deservability. We also work on resentment. We release resentment that people are holding on to because that's only, it doesn't serve them any longer, and it's holding them back, especially with emotional issues, especially with people that are looking for their soulmate.
Right.
And they're still in resentment with what has happened in the past or with the family. And that's a terrible weight to be carrying, and it doesn't allow you to move forward into a better life.
Now, what does your clientele actually look like as far as, I mean, do you deal mostly with the younger generation, or is it middle-aged people, elderly?
I serve all clients. I've worked with children, I've worked with young ladies, and I've worked with the elderly. I've worked with widows that want to tune in to their loved ones. I work with all races, all nationality, and all ages.
And about how long have you been in business?
I became a spiritual minister in 1985. And And I've been working ever since here in San Diego.
Oh, wow. And you also do hypnotherapy and spiritual healing?
Yes, I do hypnotherapy. I do Reiki. I do laying on of hands. I've learned, and Ewan, I've learned in my travels all those modalities. But I feel the strongest and the most effective and the quickest is the theta healing.
Now, you obviously offer your services in San Diego, but do you offer them on the phone?
Yes, I do many phone readings and phone healings and also Skype.
Ah, okay, great. Could you just kind of discuss a little bit about what's the different methods? Does a certain healing work better for certain people, certain things, certain issues that they're going through?
Yeah, you have a great deal of insight.
You do.
Now, Reiki is very, very relaxing. And Reiki, interesting enough, you're on the alpha level of mind. Your brain waves are relaxed. And that allows the energy to go in and do healing. Theta is even lower. It's 2 to 4 cycles, brain cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a deeper state of relax, and that's where I can communicate with your higher self and change your beliefs and literally change the software of your mind.
Oh, so wow.
You're more accepting and physically healthier. I also do have learned Ewan, but I don't really use it. That is an oriental technique of clearing energy.
Beatrice, we've unfortunately come to the end of our 8-minute segment here, but in closing, do you have a Facebook page that you want to send people to? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. I have 2 websites.
Give them out.
I have mypositivehealing.net, and it's geared towards healing, theta healing. And then my other website is AskRevBeatrice, which encompasses all of my services.
Ah, fantastic. Beatrice, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for coming on.
And it's my pleasure to be with you, dear, and your listeners. Thank you very much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.